Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. This is probably one of my favorite conversations of the season so far. Through his own curiosity, research, and interest in giving back to his community, Brock M. from the Boston area figured out that socks are some of the most needed items among people experiencing homelessness. He launched Project Socks in the fall of 2025 and has already made such a huge impact. This conversation covers so many topics that are foundational to my work and the themes of this podcast. Brock shows us that even the smallest thing can make the biggest difference in the lives of people in need. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Brock. He started something really amazing called Project Socks. And it's not because his name is Brock that he went with socks, but there may be a story there. How you doing, Brock? Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I'm so good. How are you? First of all, thank you for having me on. My name is Brock. I live in Belmont, Massachusetts. I am a junior. I'm 17 years old. I go to Catholic Memorial Catholic High School in West Roxbury, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So tell us everything about Project Socks. What's this all about?
All right. So very beginning, just to lay out everything. Last year, I was a sophomore. Spring break, my mom and I were touring colleges with my best friend and his mom. And we were in North Carolina, and there was just an abundance of homeless people, people that weren't well off. Like, it was very obvious. People may be addicted to drugs, during just very poor, very obvious that they were not doing so well. So we got back to Massachusetts, and I'm like, how can I make a bigger difference? And at my Catholic school, I'm required to do 20 hours of service, but I'm like, I think I can do something a little more impactful here. So I called around to a bunch of community organizations around Boston, probably about 20. This is like homeless shelters, anyone that serves those in need. And I was like, what are your most needed items? What items do people not donate that the people in need, they require? And every single place, no exaggeration, every single place had socks in their top three. So I was like, all right, I'm definitely going to do socks, but how can I really incorporate this and get this going? So after I'd called these 20 places, I followed up and I said, would you guys be willing to take sock donations? And anyone that said yes, I added them to my list of community partners. I sent emails, Instagram DMs. I called these places and just started forming relationships with the people that worked at these places. And so we had all that set up. I knew what I was going to do. I knew who my partners were going to be. And in the summer, in I think it was July, I got my 501c3 approved. So that's just like the legality of everything. It's official nonprofit. And I started collecting donations in September of 2025.
Awesome. All right. So tell us more about how many socks you have collected and how do you advertise this? So how do you get the word out that you're doing these collections? And do you only take physical socks or do you also take monetary donations and then you can buy socks? So tell us a little bit more.
All right. So to this date, I have raised 2,400 pairs of socks. I think it's exactly like $3,000 in monetary donations. And then I've also delivered a little under 1,300 pairs to five community partners, which is Katie's Closet, the Colin Gaynor Project, the Woods Mullen Shelter, and two others. And so that's 1,300 there. I advertise through Instagram. I would say that's my main one. And then Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn as well. I make a lot of like interactive reels. I post pretty consistently on Instagram. I have a website. I have a PayPal. People can donate. Amazon wishlist as well. So on my website, I have a link that says donate now, or you can donate socks and they'll just get delivered to my house. We store everything in one of the guest bedrooms of my house. So yeah.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. You know, it's funny. This is my fourth season and I've had a few guests on who have different collection drives, books, toys, different things. And I'm always like, where do you put all of that? And they're like, well, my mom and dad said that I could have the garage, but then they lost their garage. Right. So that's, it is a lot. Although socks don't take up So much space. So that's all amazing. If someone sends you a monetary donation, do you have a deal somewhere where maybe you can get more socks for less money, sort of like a bulk purchasing idea?
Yes. So I think it's more effective from my perspective when people donate money, because I do not like very extensive research, but I'll look for deals, places like Walmart, BJ's, Amazon, Costco, anywhere that sells them in very large bulk. So the cost per pair, it goes down like very, very largely when I'm the one buying them with the donations.
Absolutely. And you're raising a really important point, which we've talked about on the podcast before. This is very similar to food pantries, right? Like we talk about taking little kids and going to the grocery store and buying pasta and things and then taking them and donating them to the food pantry. But you and I both know that if you gave $10 to the food pantry, they could buy way more pasta or way more produce or whatever it is that they need, because they have subsidies and they have relationships with vendors and things like that. So you raise an excellent point, but there is something powerful, and I think, and you can tell me a little bit more about any sock drives that you've, you know, set up or whatever with a box. But when you ask people, when you activate people to go out and purchase something, it actually makes them think about the thing a little bit more. And you're educating them on this issue with the fact that people who are experiencing homelessness, their number one thing is usually socks. So tell me more about that piece. Have you put boxes out in different places, or school drives, or church drives, or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. People love to give not just money, but they love to give like the actual thing. So I ran a sock drive through my school, which was great. I mean, a lot of the parents, my homeroom teacher, he sent out an email to all the students, and a lot of the parents check the kids' emails. So the parents see that and they're like, oh yeah, like I would love to donate. And then through other drives, business partnerships, I'll email or find a business owner and I'll say, can I run a drive in your like business, salon, restaurant, or whatever? And I advertise them on my social media, and I'll put like one or two pretty large donation bins in their salon. And there's definitely, salon, whatever. There's definitely an element there that people want to see where their efforts, like they want to know exactly what they're donating. So people will buy their own socks instead of just the monetary donations.
Absolutely. And that's fine too.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Like that's all
any
good.
Donations
that's all good.
Are great. Exactly.
Any donation is great. And just to clarify, these are new socks only.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, obviously people, it would be a little odd, but yeah, everything's new, just to keep it sanitary. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's pajama drives and similar things like that. And all those things that are very personal have to be new. Well, this is all pretty amazing. You've accomplished so much in such a short period of time, but it also just shows that this is kind of low-hanging fruit, right? Like, again, you identified, and I loved a few things that you said at the beginning, that you called around and figured out exactly what they needed. So that's lesson number one for everybody listening, is like, we often think, oh, I'll do a donation drive of something. But then if the recipients don't actually need that thing, you are actually burdening them a little bit with the thing, whatever it is. So I love that you did that research and you picked the thing that was, you know, truly impactful. Every single person understands what it's like to not have comfortable or warm enough or dry socks on, right? And so I think that's really wonderful. And the other thing I want to highlight that you said, which was beautiful, is that your Catholic school has a really wonderful, well-intentioned requirement for you and your classmates to have 20 hours of service. But the fact that that's sort of arbitrary, and that you took that and said, you know what, I can actually do better than that. And you found something that you really wanted to do. I can't emphasize that enough. There's a chapter in my most recent book for teens that's called, instead of counting the hours, make the hours count, right? Like, don't force kids to just do something for the sake of saying that they did a certain number of hours, but actually give them the tools to find something that really speaks to them. And then the hours will come. Right. You'll end up doing hundreds of hours because you love the work. Well, Brock, this is really amazing. So tell us how people could donate some money so you can buy more socks, follow you, you know, tell friends in the Boston area, start something like this in their own community. Maybe you could have Project Socks, you know, branches all over the country. Tell us a little bit more about that.
The best way that people can get involved is obviously to donate. Any donations, every donation is very much appreciated. I'm grateful for everything. And then the other ways, my social media, my Instagram is project.socks. My Facebook is just two words, Project Socks. I'm on LinkedIn as Brock Maniotis, but the whole account is based around Project Socks. And then, yeah. And then honestly, people can get involved, like if they want to do this their own thing. Like not everyone has to start a nonprofit, but anyone can make an impact in this world. I mean, anyone can do something good, whether it's hosting a sock drive or hosting like a toiletry drive or whatever, anything that people need. Just, I would say the best way is to just make the little impact, make whatever impact you can make comfortably, whatever impact that you want to make. Because not only you're helping the people in need, but you, I guarantee you, you will feel better about yourself. Like before I started this, I mean, I was 15 or 16, I was just like, all right, whatever, like, I'll do what I can. I'll do my service through school. And then I really got involved. And I just realized it's so, watching these people in these shelters when I would bring the socks, not only the people that work there, but especially the people that they're helping, just so appreciative. And just everyone says thank you. And they're almost amazed when you bring the donations in. It's like, wow, like, I'm actually really making a big difference here. And it's just, it's amazing.
It absolutely is, Brock. And that was such a beautiful way of summarizing all of this. And, you know, you pointed something out here. It's the smallest thing, right? It's a pair of socks. It's something that you and I take completely for granted, or the toothbrush in our bathroom that we take completely for granted, and a drawer full of fresh new ones when we need one, that people who live on the street need desperately. And the fact that you could do this kind of relatively small thing, with the help of a lot of other really generous donors, and make such a huge, huge impact in someone's life, in a lot of people's lives. Well, Brock, thank you so much. This has just made my day, your conversation today.
Me too.
Well, thank you. I'm wishing you the best of luck in all things. I hope you'll come back and update us sometime in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. Like, obviously, I want to get the word out just so hopefully I can make as big an impact and help as many people as I can. So thank you so much.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.